American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A potential strike is threatening to increase prices. Here's Fox Business's Lydia Hu.
That strike that would impact container ports from the East Coast all the way down through the Gulf Coast would impact a lot of the nation's imports. Those ports handle roughly 43% of all U.S. imports. So a strike could mean higher costs because the container ships would have to be rerouted over to the West Coast. Shipping costs are already elevated from the conflict in the Red Sea. Shipping costs currently 162% higher than they were just a year ago, so a strike could force them even higher.
The Teamsters is not endorsing anyone this election, the first time that's happened since 1996. The head of the union, Sean O'Brien, told Fox that neither candidate seemed committed to working people.
No endorsement, I think, sends a message to both parties that if they truly want to support working people, they have to reevaluate it and understand that nothing is given, it is earned.
The union polled its rank-and-file members and found nearly 60% favored former President Donald Trump over Vice President Kamala Harris. O'Brien says out of the three polling models conducted for the union, two leaned Republican. There is growing evidence that one of our longstanding allies in the Pacific Rim could be the next target of communist China. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Next year, we'll mark the 80th anniversary of General Douglas MacArthur's triumphant return to the Philippines as the Allies liberated the island chain from the Japanese. But nearly 80 years later, the Philippines are once again the victims of external aggression, as the communist Chinese have repeatedly rammed their ships and blasted them with water cannons. One recent ramming took place during a filming of CBS 60 Minutes, when a Philippine Coast Guard was rammed by the Chinese Coast Guard. Gordon Chang is an Asian policy analyst and author of China is Going to War.
I think that Xi Jinping wants a quick win, a win without casualties, and he thinks he can get it from the Philippines. At the moment, that is where war could start, especially because Xi Jinping has been ignoring a series of warnings from President Biden and from his State Department that the U.S. was prepared to use force because of our treaty with the Philippines. This is an extremely volatile situation.
Kirk Lippold is a retired Navy commander who commanded the USS Cole when it was attacked by terrorists in Yemen in 2000.
Forget Taiwan. Philippines is where the conflict's going to start, looks like. If they push in the Philippines and they sink one of their vessels or they damage them or they force the Philippines to withdraw and the United States does nothing to back our ally, then all bets are off on Taiwan. This is a test case. Philippines is a test case for Taiwan.
And Lippold says that test case could take place before our November election. I'm Chad Groening.
Evangelical giving is down significantly over the last few years. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Only 10% of evangelicals tithe, according to a study by Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research. And the study defines a tithe as 8% or more of a person's income to adjust for those who tithe as a percentage of their gross or their net income. The average donor gives only 2.8% of their income to the church. Dr. Ray Pritchard of Keep Believing Ministries says it's a problem of the heart, not the wallet.
Surely. The problem is not the money, because we have more today than we have ever had. But hearts are divided, families are divided.
Church giving has dropped since 2021, and the numbers were very low even then. In 2021, 13% of evangelicals tithed, and the average evangelical gave 3.2% of their income. Pritchard says the church needs to wake up.
Perhaps the giving issue is like the canary in the coal mine. It's a warning of greater problems inside the evangelical church.
On the positive side, the study found that the more evangelicals are spiritually engaged, the more they give. If you pray and read your Bible daily, attend church and a Bible study or a small group weekly, you're among the 78% who give to the church. Pritchard says that proves that giving is a spiritual decision, not a financial one.
If we were to go to churches that take discipleship seriously, I suspect that we will find a much more encouraging response.
I'm Robert Thornton.